Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. And just before we get into the nitty-gritty of the music, friends, I just want to welcome on board any new listeners. We're picking up new listeners each week, and other radio stations are taking the programme, which pleases me immensely. And on this programme, just to point out to you what Sounds Irish is, for our new listeners, for our regular listeners, just bear with me for a minute. Sounds Irish is, well, what it says it is. First of all, it doesn't have to be an Irish song, but it'll have some connection. The track we're playing will have some connection with Ireland. It could be an Irish singer. It could be written by an Irish person. The instrumental could be played by an Irish person. But most of the times they are Irish songs, either new or old style, whatever. So I think that's pointed out to you what Sounds Irish is all about. On this week's programme, we're having some old favourites and some new voices. Now I'm going to play for you another favourite. This one, well, I'm not quite sure how long ago it is since I played it, but I haven't played this version of it. This is the story of the young girl who is spinning at the spinning wheel and her blind grandmother is sitting by the fire, nodding, falling asleep, and she says, "Eileen, I hear somebody tapping." And the young girl says, "No, Granny, it's not. It's only the ivy against the window." And she says, "Eileen, I hear somebody crying." She said, "No, it's not. It's the sound of the autumn winds dying." "What is it?" "It's her young man knocking on the door, saying, 'Come on down here.'" And she says, "I can't." He says, "Get up on the stool and spin the wheel with your foot and jump." And what does she do? She does exactly that. Listen to the wonderful version that I acquired recently of Nana Mouskouri, the Greek singer, singing and telling us the story of the spinning wheel.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting, is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and lightly and merrily ringing, sounds the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. "Eileen, your Cora, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. Eileen, I surely hear somebody sighing. 'Tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, 'I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool through the lattice, step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly.' Merrily, cheerily, noise. of a young maiden singing. The maid shakes her head, on her lips lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns to her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Lazily, easily swings now the wheel round. Slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound. Noiseless and light to the lattice above her, the maid steps then leaps to the arms of her lover. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings. Lower and lower and lower the reel rings, ere the reel and the wheels stop their spinning and moving. Through the grove the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
In the grove by the moonlight, the young lovers are roving. Oh, the madam! The spinning wheel from Nana Mouskouri. I said at the beginning of the programme that we'd hear some old favourites and some new stars. Well, first of all, this is not so much an old favourite. It's a favourite anyway, and we play it regularly on the programme. It's the song written by Johnny Cash on his way home from a holiday in Ireland. Of course, you know I'm speaking about 40 Shades of Green. But this is an unusual version. It's sung by The Browns. I'm a big fan of The Browns. They sing some lovely harmonic music. Listen to their version of 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea. From the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Donadie, I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skippery, the Midlands and the Moorlands and the 40 Shades of Green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hair so long and brown. Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as shallow. Under 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning sir. I'd love to watch the farmers bend the bulbs and spray the turf. To see again all the straw the women glean, I'd walk from court to lawn to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hands so long and proud. Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and their 40 shades of green.
the Browns and their interpretation of the Johnny Cash song 40 Shades of Green. And that's what you'll see here in Ireland. Ireland is well known for the green, but they say it's because of the soft rain that falls, that all the plants and flowers and trees, well, they're all different shades of green. 40 shades of green. Now, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to liven it up a bit. We're going to have an Irish jig, and it's played by a group called Cherish the Ladies, led by Joni Madden. Joni is the world's best whistle player. Oh, my golly, can she make that thing talk. Here, there's a very unusual name for a jig. It's entitled the Cat's Meow Jig. So I'm playing this for all cats that might be listening. The Cat's Meow Jig. I know it was a little longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Cherish the Ladies, featuring Joni Madden. Now we come to a song from one of my favourite Irish artists. No longer with us, he's gone to God, and regular listeners will know that I speak of Brendan O'Dowda. This song is entitled The Old Boreen. Now, a boreen is a small road or a lane. Or a pathway. And he tells the story of he's coming home from the fair and he stops outside a cottage door to go in and light his pipe, as anyone would do. Would they? Anyway, I like the choruses. I like to wander down the old boreen where the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom and sit by the gate on the old mossy sate, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. Here's Brendan O'Dowda.
It was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May. I was coming from the fair of Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I just dropped in to light me pipe as any lad might do when going to or coming from a fair. When I spied a pretty colleen with two eyes of melting blue, faith was really then my heart felt very queer. I loved to ramble down the Alboreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the owl mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from my farm down an Aber in Berean, when I met sweet Kitty tripping like a fawn. She gave me such a smile that I felt like in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till morn. But the next time that I met her, sure I told her of my love, she blushed and nearly let her basket fall. Then she said, go on, you schemer, with a gentle little shove, and added, ask me, father, that was all. I loved to ramble down the Alboreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was thrashing in the barn when her father came one day and said, Patsy Murphy, what is this I hear? I've been speaking to my daughter, well now what have you to say? Wish of faith I couldn't say a single word. Then he took me by the hand and said, Patherick, me son, I'd be glad to see you settled well in life. And since you love me, daughter, and her heart you fairly won, at Shrovetide you can make the girl your wife. I love to ramble down the Alboreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. Whispering to Kate Muldoon.
And to sit by the gate at the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon, Brendan O'Dowda. Now I'm coming to an artist that I played a couple of times during the last month or so. I'm speaking of Sonny Knowles. Sonny was a great artist, a great cabaret artist in his own right for many years. Fine musician and a fine singer. Wherever Sonny appeared, the venues would be packed. People would be queuing up for hours before the show started. Take a listen to Sonny singing one of his more popular tracks, When the Snow is on the Roses.
Now the golden sun can see us kiss. Every summer day we love like this. When the snow is on, as we walk along the silvery shore, vows we make will last forevermore. When the snow is on snow is on the roses, when the bluebirds float away, in my arms we'll both remember all the love we share.
Sonny Knowles, and When the Snow is on the Roses. Now I have a request from a lady in Boston. Margaret says, Joe, thank you for the lovely programme, Sounds Irish. I enjoy it every week. Could you please play that funny song about the donkey? I think she means this one by Val Doonican.
Now Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it, why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it to the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Val Doonican and Delaney's donkey. The bookies, they all drew aside, and all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. I want to play for you now, friends, a track I played some weeks ago that caused a great deal of stir. It's a song we all know so well, but here it's given a wonderful treatment by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And listen to this for beautiful singing.
Thank you.
Would you not agree that that was simply superb? The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and their version of Danny Boy. And now for some wonderful flute playing from the world's greatest flautist, Sir James Galway. This was one of my dad's favourite songs. Sir James Galway and When You and I Were Young Maggie. Now, we're all familiar with Paddy Riley's story about the fields of Athenry. We might get a version of that before the end of the programme. But here's Paddy, and he's telling us all the sad story, in a way, of Molly Malone.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive. Alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever
could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive.
Paddy Riley there, telling us all about Molly Malone. And now a track from one of Ireland's most talented groups, Daydannan. And they're demonstrating for us here their dexterity with their instruments. Some wonderful musicianship here. Now, they're playing a track entitled Turkey in the Straw. I have a feeling that this started life in Ireland, but was taken over to the US by the immigrants. And a lot of people think this is an American piece of music. Maybe it is, and I'm all wrong, but I don't think so. And this is some fine playing from Daydannan. There, some wonderful foot tapping material there from Daydannan and their version of Turkey in the Straw. Now, with this next track, I know I'm going to please two listeners who listen to Sounds Irish in the UK. This is this wonderful track from Ronan Tynan called Sail Away. And before I play it, I want you to pay particular notice to the last note at the end of it. I played this a couple of months ago, I think, for Margaret and Philip, I think it was, who are there over there in the UK. Well, I'm going to play it again. This time I'm including me in this. Listen to this for some fabulous singing.
We sail out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes. Just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. See that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to where you and fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away.